Okay, you might think the U.S., with its high unemployment and slow growth, doesn't have much advice for other developed countries when it comes to how to get out of an economic slump. But Japan's new prime minister is looking to emulate America in one way. He's trying to improve the economy by bringing more women into the workforce. Lisa Chow from NPR's Planet Money reports.
Here is the problem Japan is facing. More than half of all Japanese women quit their jobs after giving birth to their first child. That's more than double the rate in the U.S. If Japan could just get more women to keep their jobs, it would really help the economy. Kathy Matsui is chief Japan strategist at Goldman Sachs. She says getting women's participation to match men's would add about 8 million people to Japan's workforce.
And as a result, you're going to increase income levels. Increasing income levels will boost consumption. Consumption would increase profits. Profits would increase wages. And that turns into a virtuous cycle.
So why are mothers leaving the workforce? Mainly because there's nobody else to take care of the baby. If you think finding daycare is hard in the U.S., it's almost impossible in Japan. Take, for example, Keiko Shima. She used to work for a public relations firm in Tokyo.
I couldn't get my son in a baby care center. And of course, my job doesn't allow to take my baby to the workplace. So there was nothing I could do except for leaving my job.
Daycare centers are largely subsidized by the government. They're very hard to get into, long waits, lots of red tape, and there aren't many other options. Japan has very few immigrants, the people who in major American cities do a lot of the childcare work. Again, Kathy Matsui.
And oftentimes when I speak to people in the Japanese government about this dilemma, many, surprisingly, often say to me, but Matsui-san, that is exactly why we're developing a robotics industry, because eventually robots will be able to take up and assume many of these tasks that women are currently doing at present.
Some women are skeptical of the idea of the Nannybot 3000. Mariko Bando is one of them. She's president of Shoei Women's University in Tokyo. For now, she says working mothers are stuck. Scarce daycare, few nannies.
And also husband support. We Japanese women must do everything by ourselves.
Husbands, they're another big issue. Japan is an incredibly advanced economy. It's the third largest in the world. But when it comes to gender roles, it's more like the U.S. in the 1950s. For instance, most Japanese men aren't in the room when their children are born. It's not expected that men cook and clean. Part of this is cultural, and part of it is everybody with a job in Japan, men and women, work incredibly long hours. So a mother can't get her husband home in time for bath time, and she can't get out of the office early either. For instance, I spoke with one mother in Kobe. Her name is Hiroko. She's 38 and has a 7-month-old son. She's currently on maternity leave from her data analysis job at a pharmaceutical company. She used to work long hours, sometimes staying at her desk overnight. She says most of the women she works with don't have children, and she worries that they'll have to work harder when she's gone.
So I really feel guilty for feeling like I'm taking too much advantage of having children. That always makes me blame myself.
For a lot of working mothers in Japan, in this situation, it's easier just to quit the workforce entirely. Hiroko says there's a 50% chance that she'll end up staying at home with the baby. So far, to encourage more women like Hiroko to return to work, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has promised to create 400,000 more daycare spots by 2017. How to deal with the rest, the long hours, the gender expectations, the rigid immigration laws, so far, he hasn't presented any plans. Lisa Chow, NPR News.